Mr. President, starring Edward Arnold. The American Broadcasting Company and its affiliated stations present Mr. President. Mr. President at home in the White House, the elected leader of our people, our fellow citizen and neighbor. These are little-known stories of the men who've lived in the White House. Dramatic, exciting events in their lives that you and I so rarely hear. True human stories of Mr. President. Now, Edward Arnold as Mr. President. Let's visit him in the White House. It's Sunday. The old mansion is resting quietly after a busy week. We walk through the great doors under the presidential seal, across the foyer, and down the long hall to the president's study.
Hello. Sit down, won't you? Vanity of vanities, all is vanities, saith the good book. And while the Bible doesn't mean it exactly the way I mean it, it does apply to our story, which is about the trouble caused by the vanity of one man. Later on, of course, I'll tell you which president these events really happened to. But meanwhile, maybe you'll be able to guess. For some months, our country, unprepared as usual, had been at war. A bitter, bloody struggle. One morning after a stormy cabinet meeting, I walked back to my own study.
No progress, Mr. President?
Did you ever drive a pair of horses, Miss Sarah?
No.
They have to move at the same rate, or you haven't got a team. And if you've got a lot of horses instead of only two...
The cabinet wouldn't appreciate being called a disjointed team of horses.
Oh, horses are fine. The trouble is, I've got some mules in my train.
If you mean Secretary of War Miller, I'd have classified him with the peacock.
Oh, well, you're right. I don't think I ever met a man with so much vanity and so little basis for it. Anyway, I'm not going to put up with him any longer. I can't run a war and tame a peacock at the same time, so I'm going to turn the peacock loose. It's not a domestic bird anyway. It's wild. Let it enjoy its freedom.
Resign, Mr. President. Me resign? Why?
I don't want to hurt your feelings, Mr. Miller, but I'm afraid I've got to.
It isn't my feelings, Mr. President. It's far more than that. I'm thinking of the future of our country.
Oh, fine. So am I. Sit down, please, Mr. Miller.
I'm quite happy standing, sir.
It makes me a little uncomfortable to feel I'm talking to a statue.
What?
Please sit down, Mr. Miller. And thank you. Now, sir, we're in a war, and at the moment we're not winning. As we're talking here, young men of our country are dying. Families are being smashed. A powerful enemy wants to destroy all the rest of us. My job is to preserve our country. That's my only thought in everything I'm going to say to you. Do you understand?
Of course, but...
Now, let me go on. You're in my cabinet, Mr. Miller, not because you're qualified for the Secretary of War's job in any way, but because of political alliances and promises made in our party before the war started.
Why are you in the White House, Mr. President?
Because most of my fellow citizens chose me. And I've got to answer to them for everything I do. If anyone asks me now, why is your Secretary of War unable to manage his job, what can I answer?
Mr. President, I take exception to your whole attitude.
I'm sorry, but I don't think the War Department is being run very well. I've got to put somebody in there whom I can have more confidence in. And that's why I want you to resign.
This is the most outrageous thing that's ever been said to me.
Oh, please don't stand up again, Mr. Miller.
My feelings don't allow me to go on sitting. I say to you, sir, there's no greater patriot in all the nation than I.
I'm willing to believe it. However...
There is no man in Washington who takes his job more seriously.
No doubt about it,
but... And in the face of those two facts, you ask me to resign? Haven't you stopped to realize how you're humiliating me?
Mr. Miller, I dislike hurting people. But if I can avoid the death of one American soldier by hurting your feelings or anybody else's, I'll jump on him all day long. In your job, I want patriotism. I want hard work. But I want more than that. I want results. And I don't think you can give them to me.
You've been misled, Mr. President. The only reason for the present state of affairs in my department is the enormous pressure of events.
I know a little about the pressure of events.
And in a few weeks, all that confusion will...
You're only making this more painful for both of us. I've asked for your resignation. I'd like to have it, please.
I refuse to be made a scapegoat, a victim of... defy the shame would last me the rest of my life.
Soldiers fighting and dying don't think about shame.
Mr. President, I beg you, try to understand what's happened, the problems I've had to face. I promise you that things will be improved in my department.
I'm sorry, Miller. It's too late for promises. My concern is for American lives. Your resignation will help save them. Well?
I refuse to resign. And I think, Mr. President, that if you try to force me to, you'll get more than you bargained for.
Mr. President, Senator Harper to see you.